Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Jeremy Bodenhammer, the co-founder and CEO of ShipHawk, the premier packing and shipping software for enterprise resource planning connected companies. Mr. Bodenhammer, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You bet. So for starters, what is Adapt or Die and why did you write it? Let's start there.
Yeah, Adapt or Die is my new book. And I wrote it to educate shippers. 9 out of 10 of the prospects that my sales team talks to don't have any sort of operational goals or specified metrics that they're using to manage their business. And all these businesses have clear sales and marketing goals, but not in operations, not in the, you know, kind of a behind the buy button. Meanwhile, the industry giants are investing billions of dollars into making their supply chains key differentiators. I'm one who believes that small and mid-sized companies feed families and build communities. And so I wrote Adapt or Die because we need to give these businesses the tools they need to compete against the giants.
And good for you for taking the initiative to make that happen. Good stuff there. Now, what are the 5 APIs of the apocalypse?
Definitely. So I predict a possible and very real future scenario without independent merchants. One where we have basically 5 e-commerce engines, these giants, Amazon, Alibaba, Walmart, JD.com, and Shopify, that will run global commerce. Every product, every transaction, every dollar spent. These giants don't want to corner the market. They are seeking to become the market. They already today own the factories, the planes, the ships, trucks, warehouses, the sorting facilities, the distribution centers, the vans that are speeding through our neighborhoods. Believe it or not, the entire digital infrastructure that the whole system lives on and all the data from every customer that's ever clicked on any of their sites or interacted with them in any way. The power of these companies is at a scale that's beyond anything we've ever seen. And I can share a few examples here. Amazon is spending almost $250 million on each new smart warehouse that they open up. And on Singles Day in 2019, Alibaba shipped 1 billion packages. So the 5 APIs of the apocalypse are these giants, and the apocalypse is what independent merchants are facing in their wake.
Now, on another note, how can small or mid-sized companies compete against these giants? Get into some of those details per your expertise there.
Well, the challenge here is that even if they're small, they're still having to deliver against the same customer expectations, and these expectations are those that are being set by these giant companies. So the most important thing is that they invest in warehouse automation tools that are accessible to them, to their stage of business, so they can get orders out the door faster with fewer employees and at the lowest possible cost. In addition, they need to be authentic with their customers about what makes them unique, why they're in business, why they're different than the giants. That's something that the big guys can't copy.
And well stated there. Today we're joined by Jeremy Bodenhammer, the co-founder and CEO of ShipHawk, the premier packing and shipping software for enterprise resource planning connected companies, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Jeremy, if you would, tell us a story about a company competing against these giants and winning.
Definitely. And in the book, I share many of these stories. One that I like to talk about is a company up in the Bay Area here in California called Grove Collaborative. And Grove is unique because they are competing head-to-head with Amazon. They're not off in some niche product category. They're making everyday items that are natural and environmentally friendly, and that's what makes them unique. And these products are household cleaners and makeup and, you know, soaps and even bamboo toilet paper. When we started working with them years ago, they were just, you know, a few people in a very small cramped office in San Francisco. And as of their last funding round, just a couple months ago, the company was valued at over $1 billion. And they're doing that by not just being authentic with their customers about what makes them unique in the market, like we spoke about, but also through their distribution strategies and how they're efficiently getting orders to customers in a way that can compete against the giants.
Yeah, and another reason to pick up this book, Adapt or Die, for sure. Now, what warehouse automation practices do you expect to see widespread in the next, say, 1 to 2 years?
Well, in the next 24 months or so, I think we're going to see a lot more focus behind the buy button than we've ever seen before. Companies who don't focus on warehouse automation and all the behind the buy button operational activities will probably start disappearing and will not be able to compete for very long. As more companies realize this and are educating themselves on the options that are available to them, I think they will become better at meeting the buyer expectations as those continue to evolve. And in addition to that, buyers are evolving as well, and that's you and me, right, and our expectations and who we want to do business with. And so more focus on that uniqueness is also going to be top of mind for these business owners.
Mr. Bodenhammer, we really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today and to introduce ShipHawk and your book, Adapt or Die, to the audience. Before you go in conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to add, a final thought, a takeaway or a tip or anything else that you'd like to make us aware of?
Sure. Yeah, I'll give you a couple things. First of all, if you go to my website at jeremybodenhammer.com, I have a free shipping strategy assessment that shippers can take to see where in their operations they can find opportunity, where they should be investing, where they can better compete. And then my final tip would be to invest in your team. They are the lifeblood of your business, not just in the front office, you know, writing the code or selling the product, but those in the warehouse too. They are critical and can lead to great success on the distribution side.
Great advice. In conclusion, again, listeners, it is jeremybodenhammer.com. Of course, we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to make it most easier and convenient. Jeremy, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Jeremy Bodenhammer, the co-founder and CEO of ShipHawk, the premier packing and shipping software for enterprise resource planning connected companies. And for all the details, simply visit jeremybodenhammer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.